Gerard Way, Terrible Shoveler, written by J.J. Taylor, read by Closet Fanatic. Frank's car is clean, except for a few clumps of snow that won't come off the roof until they have a few solid hours in the sun. He likes driving after a snowstorm, assuming the roads are clear. He likes everything about the day after a snowstorm, when the sun comes out and the sky is a pale blue. Everything sparkles, fresh and clean, and the world looks new for the first time, like it's another country, another continent, and he's exploring it all alone. Frank pulls up to Gerard and Mikey's house and parks on the street. Gerard is just visible above the snowbank the plow has made in front of their driveway, a shovel in his hands, his fleece hat sitting crookedly on his head, exposing one ear. "Frankie!" Gerard shouts, propping up his shovel on the snowbank and running toward him, each step a lunge through 2 feet of snow. Somehow Gerard manages neither to fall nor to lose a boot, though from where Frank stands, it looks like either could still happen at any time. "I came to help," Frank says. He pulls his shovel from the back seat and clambers over the snowbank towards what he thinks is the start to Gerard's driveway. "Thank God," Gerard says. "I've been out here for hours." Frank looks at the driveway. One very small square, about 3 feet wide, has been cleared. The driveway never looked so enormous. Frank decides he's going to take a chance and believe that Gerard is exaggerating about how long he's been out there. Frank's already shoveled his own driveway and his neighbor's walkway, and he's not sure how much his arms can take, at least not without some coffee. "Where's Mikey?" Frank asks. "Oh, he doesn't shovel," Gerard says. Frank looks around at the snow, then back at Gerard. "Not even a little? He's gonna let you shovel everything?" Gerard shrugs. "He did sweep the front steps," Gerard says, and picks his shovel back up. When Frank looks a little closer, it does appear that there are a few dents that could have been made by a broom in the very top step, closest to the door. "Well," Frank says, trying not to crack up laughing when he sees Mikey waving from the window, all wrapped up in a scarf with the hood of his sweatshirt up around his head, like it's colder inside than out. Frank waves back, then grips his shovel purposefully. "Okay, G, let's get this done." Gerard picks up his shovel, too. They both raise them into the air, and then they're off. Frank starts at the snowbank from the plow, always the best place to start, because it's the biggest, and you never, ever want to do it at the end. He figures he'll do the right half of the driveway, and Gerard can finish the left. And maybe, if they're lucky, Mikey might make another pathetic attempt at sweeping artistically at the snow on the front steps. And then Frank can lay on their couch, and maybe G will make pancakes. Frank likes shoveling to a point. There's a rhythm to it if you do it right. Lift, throw, scrape, lift, heave. There's a certain satisfaction in seeing the pavement come clear from beneath the snow, the burn in his arms, but most of all from being outside in the new world, sparkling and quiet. He hasn't seen a single car go down the street, and only one of the neighbors is out shoveling. Frank runs out of room to put the snow on his side of the driveway pretty quickly, and he isn't quite close enough to the back to walk all the way with every shovelful. He looks to see if Gerard has more room on his side without piling it all up over the hedges, and then he stops and leans on his shovel. Gerard is still shoveling that tiny 3-foot square. It is now so completely free of snow that it could be summer in that one part of the driveway. "Hey, G," Frank calls out. "What the fuck?" Gerard looks up from his perfect patch of driveway. "Wow, Frankie, look how much you've done." There isn't a hint of sarcasm in his voice. Frank scowls at him. "G, have you ever shoveled before?" Gerard stretches and sighs, and then pulls off his hat and tosses it toward the porch. It misses, and lands right side up in the snow. "Of course I have. Why, am I not doing it right?" He sounds genuinely concerned, and Frank's anger dissipates. Frank is also distracted by the place where Gerard's jacket and sweatshirt have rucked up, and there's a line of pale pink skin showing. Frank turns and starts shoveling Gerard's side of the driveway. It's sunny, but still cold, and Frank starts to sniffle, wipes his nose on his glove, sniffles again. Gerard has apparently moved on to increase his clean square by a few inches, though very cautiously, so as not to get any snow in the already clean spot. Frank sniffles again, wipes his nose on his glove, and gets a face full of snow. "Jesus Christ!" he curses. A box of tissues come flying at him and lands with a soft shush in the snow. He looks up just in time to see Mikey disappearing behind the front door. The bastard. Frank pulls his gloves off, grabs three tissues, and blows his nose hard. Gerard looks at him, scrapes a tiny pile of snow with the very corner of his shovel. "You know, if you're tired, Frankie, you can go inside." And that's it. Frank lunges at Gerard, and he's far enough away that, while he's aiming for Gerard's waist, he gets him right around the knees, and they both fall. Frank is covered in snow, but he doesn't care, because so is Gerard, and the best part is that their collective weight has caused a small avalanche to fall right into Gerard's neat little spot. Gerard is protesting and trying to right himself, but Frank's got a good grip on Gerard's legs, and the more Gerard thrashes, the more snow falls into his formerly pristine spot. "You fucking suck at shoveling," Frank says as Gerard aims a kick at his head. Gerard stops struggling long enough to look up at his section of the driveway, and then at everything Frank had shoveled. "I do not," Gerard says, but rather weakly. "You're just faster than me," Gerard says. "Yeah, that's it," Frank says, and finally he releases Gerard and pushes himself up. There's snow in his boots, down his neck, and quickly melting on his face. Gerard looks as though all the fight has gone out of him, and he flops over onto his back. "You know what my favorite thing about snow is, Frankie?" Gerard's eyes are closed, and his hair is already turning into long, stringy icicles. Frank can't look away. "It's how it comes out of nowhere, like, one day there's the bare ground, and the next day it's covered in a foot of snow, and then it all melts away again and goes back to being nothing. Goes back to living up in the air, in the sky." Gerard's cheeks are pink, and the snow all around him is sparkling, and Frank just stares down at him, watching the dusting of snow melt on his forehead, watching his red lips curve into a smile, and Frank can see on his face that he's thinking about what it would feel like to live up in the sky. Frank leaves him there, contemplating the nature of snow and transformation, and goes back to shoveling. But it's easier now, and the sun is already melting the snow in the street and on Frank's car, and Gerard is making whooshing noises in the snow. Frank thinks he might fall back down if Gerard is making a snow angel. "Where'd you go, Frankie? I can't see you behind the snowbank," Gerard calls out, unable to keep the laugh out of his voice. Frank sends a shovelful of snow in Gerard's direction. "Don't bury me! I didn't mean it!" But Gerard pulls himself up, half-heartedly brushes himself off, and starts shoveling the front walkway, still a little too meticulously, but not like the perfectionist shoveling he was doing earlier. Frank throws himself into the task of finishing the driveway in the way you can only do when you know you're almost finished. Gerard is just finishing the front walkway as Frank cleans up the edges of the driveway, his shovel scraping on pavement more than snow. And the way house looks accessible to people not wearing snowshoes, and neat, like people coping with a snowstorm rather than being cut off from civilization. It takes them a good 10 minutes to remove their snow-covered gear, hang their gloves and coats on the radiator, and for Frank to remove his half-frozen socks. He retrieved the tissue box, but the cardboard is soggy. Frank hesitates, sets it on the radiator, too, and then collapses on the arm of the couch. Mikey is surveying the driveway through various extreme neck stretches, his hoodie still tight around his face, his hands shoved in his pockets like he'll never get warm again. Frank can't feel his fingers, but then Mikey turns away from the window and says, "Nice job, Frank. Gerard would still be out there tomorrow morning." And Frank feels a little warmer already. "Lot of help you were," Frank says, but without any venom. Mikey just laughs. Gerard has disappeared upstairs, probably to put on a dry pair of jeans, and Frank closes his eyes on the couch, sitting with his hands under his thighs, pulling the afghan from the back of the couch over his shoulders. After a few minutes, in which Frank may or may not have dozed off, Gerard sits down on the couch next to him and presses a steaming mug in his hands. "Is this hot chocolate?" Frank asks, incredulous. But before Gerard answers, he's taking a sip. It's too hot and burns his tongue, but he doesn't care because he already feels 100 times warmer. "Fuck," he says, happily. "Thanks," Gerard says, "for shoveling the whole thing." His hair is mostly just wet now, but there's still a huge piece of compacted ice stuck to Gerard's collar. Frank tugs it off, feels it start to melt in his fingers, and then drops it into his hot chocolate. Gerard watches him, suddenly fidgety, pushing his hair out of his face 3, 4, 5 times in a row. Frank takes a sip once the ice has melted. "Better," he says, and then Gerard smiles. The end.